a close game early, but the Birds pulled away at the end of the first half and then really dominated the second half. We are now joined by Dan Muller. Dan, your overall impressions with your guys' performance in this one?
I liked a lot of things we did defensively. And that was my main focus coming into the game, was to see how we took from practice into the game. We went over some stuff on the scouting report, but not as much as we normally would. So you rely on your principles. I normally probably wouldn't go zone, and we were really guarding them, but I wanted to see how we did in both, and I told them that. For us to be really good defensively, I think both man and zone have to be good.
And was the zone more effective, do you think?
More or less. I mean, we were really guarding them at the end of the first half also, so I don't know if I would measure either, but I liked what we did. A lot of nerves early. I knew that would happen. But I thought everybody who went in the game competed and did some good things.
How about the offensive execution? Did they run anything, or were they just kind of?
Not really. I rarely run much or anything in exhibition games on purpose. And we ran actually a little more than we usually do, but we ran about 10% of our stuff, and so we looked pretty disjointed at times. And I was not worried. I told the team, I don't care about that. Don't worry about that either way. If something happens, whatever. I want to see. Now, I was not pleased with our ball care. We rebounded okay, but we're not boxing out like we should. But offensively, no, we didn't do much.
Yeah, 16 turnovers. And there were some real poor ones at times.
Yeah. 16 of them.
Well, some are worse than others.
Yeah, no, that's not a team that forces you to turn the ball over much. You know, they're pretty packed in. They're not an overly athletic team. So our ball care is concerning. We should not be a high turnover team. But we had some guys trying to do some things we shouldn't do. And, you know, when you put yourself in position as an offensive player that you're not used to because you try to make plays that you shouldn't try, usually it turns into something bad. But we got to learn from it. Again, first, that this was, as we talked about before, I'm pretty sure this was the six guys' first game here, certainly, and five of those guys haven't played Division I basketball in over a year, if ever. So,
rebounding, so you were not disappointed with your rebounding effort, and you did, the numbers show that you were the better rebounding team, but how do you feel about how this team can be against quality Division I opposition on the boards?
This team, as currently healthy, we've got to really focus on rebounding to be okay. If we don't really, really focus on it, we're going to get beat on the boards, and it's going to cost us games. We don't have a lot of depth. We don't have a lot of size in the front court. We don't have a lot of physicality. Of course, David makes such a big difference there. And even Elijah, when he comes back, you know, just have more numbers. So it's got to be a huge focus of ours in order for it to be, I think, just even. So,
and three-point shooting, you shot it well from three. Do you see this team shooting the three as frequently as last year's team did?
I think this team will shoot more threes than last
year. More than last year. And last year's was, 40% of your efforts, I think that's about right, were threes last year. Maybe more.
Yeah, I mean, again, I say that. I think once we have, with our players out, I think we'll shoot more threes than once we have everybody back. And it's got to be a strength of ours. And we talked about that with the team. There's times on the court where we have, you know, four legitimate, sometimes five legitimate shooters, and we've got to take advantage of that. Because we don't have a ton of low post guys that we're going to get double teamed. We are without one of our getting the paint guys. So, you know, we're going to have to take a lot of threes, I think, and make them, of course. But I think we have the ability to do that on a nightly basis.
Malik Yarborough appears that he can handle the ball much better than I thought he could. Almost not, like a point guard.
Matty, you've come to practice. You must not pay attention.
I listen to everything you say.
Well, I probably said no. Malik is, I've said it many times already before today, he has the ability to be one of the best players who's played here. And he's still not competing at the level I want him to compete at, but he's so talented. He's such a matchup problem at different times, and he has so much talent and potential, and I'm proud of him. He's way better now than he was a year ago, and you look at his body and you know all the commitment he's made, so he's on his way there. He's just got to do it more consistently on both ends. But he is by far our best playmaker, by far.
William Tinsley wasn't nervous, very off, very quick. He just came out and nailed two quick
up for three. Hey, I'll take it. William is very talented also, and also has some issues not competing on one end of the court that were much better than he was 4 months ago, but we're working on that. But he can play. He's athletic. Obviously, he can shoot it. Shot it well in high school. Shot it well in junior college. I mean, he's not going to go 5 for 7 every night. But at his size and his range, he's a threat. But I will say this. It was really nice to see. That's first game, home crowd basically, dream to play here, and him to step up and make that. I mean, that takes some guts, and that's impressive.
And a lot of these kids, isn't it culture shock to go from being a very, very good high school player, an offensive player, and now having to guard somebody at the other end?
Yeah, certainly. That's always the biggest transition from high school or junior college, is understanding how hard you have to play and compete and what you have to do and the schemes. But, you know, it's part of being successful, I believe. And so, but, again, I'm pretty proud of this team right now today, because the number of newcomers, the number of injuries, the number of lineup shifts going from different positions, we're pretty good defensively right now. And that's not easy to do unless the group is committed to getting better. Now, I'm not very happy a lot of days or satisfied with where we are at. But at times, we're pretty darn good defensively already. And we've got to hang our hat on that.
Are you starting to feel any pressure having to play Luke Littweiler a little bit more? Crowd favorite?
No pressure. Nah. Although Luke told me he basically threatened me, I better put him in or else.
That sounds like the kind of kid he is.
You know what, Luke? He's just rude, really. No, just kidding. I was happy to get him in again. He's been in about 5 practices. He doesn't know a lot of our stuff. Not because he hadn't tried, because he has just a lot. But it was neat to get him in, and really, really neat to get him that point, or not get him, but for him to score that basket. So he's a big part of what we have right now because of our numbers. So it's good.
Well, walk-ons can be an important part of a team, that not from what they contribute on the court, but from what they contribute at practice and the overall atmosphere of the team.
Yeah, I mean, I am going to correct you. Walk-ons are an important part of a team, not can be. They are, period. Huge part of what, at least for my program, as you said, the culture and the selflessness, but also the competition, the practice, running scout team, and just giving of himself. So, Ike last year, obviously, and Luke. So he's a part of this team, and we're happy he's part of it.
Well, now you launch yourself into a very challenging non-conference schedule.
Yes, we do. It doesn't start easy. Florida Gulf Coast on Saturday, picked to win their league, return some really good players. They're going to be very big. Very, very big and challenging. So we got work to do. We're going to go down there. We don't play back here for like 5 months, it feels like.
The 22nd, not quite 5 months, but it does seem like a long ways away.
Yeah, so we're gonna go out, compete, learn a lot about ourselves, continue to get better. But we're excited about practice on Tuesday and the opportunity on Saturday.
All right, Dan. Enjoyed watching this team, and we'll enjoy it even more, I'm sure, in the future. Thanks a lot.
As always, thanks to everybody who came.
Dan Muller's Redbirds win 79-52 over Lewis University as they finish off their one-game exhibition season. It was an impressive performance, and among those who did impress, Phil Fain, one of the returners for the Redbirds, scored a dozen points, came up with 6 rebounds. Phil, how did it feel out there for you?
It felt great. Great.
Yeah, we've got a. Oh, there we go. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Ooh, check one. No,
now we got you.
No, it felt great. Everybody went out there, did their thing, scoring points, playing defense. Just looked like Redbird basketball. Loved it. Felt good. Happy to be back.
It's a totally different role for you on this team than it was a year ago. Talk about adapting to that.
I had to step up more of a leadership role, so usually I'm doing more talking, telling people where to go and everything. Just like last year, we had great leaders, so I'm just trying to replicate what they were doing last year this year.
What about rebounding? How much of a factor will that be for this team this year, other than you? Are there guys that can help you out on the boards?
Yeah, big time. We had a lot of 5+ rebounders on the court today, so rebounding is a big emphasis for us, so that's what we're really working on.
I want to talk to you, too, a little bit about your outside shot. You said you put up a few jumpers this summer.
Yeah.
About 10,000, 20,000. Shot looks much better.
A lot of those. Just something I had to do to help the game out a little bit more. Seeing that we lost a couple of shooters last year, so this year that would be one of my key roles to do.
Well, with your ability to score inside, if you do have even just the threat of that outside shot, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a three, but a jumper that's maybe 15-foot range, that changes things for the guy guarding you, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, big time. It spreads the defense out. That way we have great monsters like Malik Yarbrough going in scoring, Will Tinsley driving it in scoring, everything going.
How did that three feel, the first one of your career? Will that be the last one?
Oh, no. They going up. No, I'm just kidding. but it felt good. It's just something I worked on a lot this summer, so I'm just happy seeing my work pay off on the court.
Did you shoot a lot of threes, or were you an outside shooter in high school or junior college?
I thought we were playing in like the 60s or 50s where the three-point line wasn't incorporated back in high school. I didn't even know there was a three-point line out there.
Well, you didn't seem to know it last year either because you never shot one.
See, I looked at it, but now it's there.
You shot some in practice last year.
Oh, yeah.
Occasionally, but never one in a game and a couple in this game. And, of course, officially they don't count. So your first three-point basket officially is still to come.
Well, I remember asking you last year after a game where you scored inside, had probably 20 points, will you ever make a three? And you looked at me like, well, yeah, I'm going to make quite a few threes in my career. And I just didn't believe you until I saw you the stroke today look good.
What, when you're working on your long-range shot, what are you working on? Is it just a matter of shooting, or are you toying with your shooting motion and your release?
Shooting motion and release. We got a lot of great coaches that have been helping me ever since I got here with my shooting motion, shooting release, letting it go at the top. So just that right there, and then me just getting a lot of shots up, getting comfortable shooting the ball.
Well, you ready for a challenging non-conference schedule, Phil?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Ready.
Starts out at Gulf Coast.
Yes, sir.
In Fort Myers, Florida.
Yes, sir.
You've been around. You're a world traveler, or at least a nation traveler. You ever been there?
Yeah, I've been near that. I've been close enough. Miami, okay. Panama City. So,
right. Yeah, you've been around. You've been around the Sunshine State. You guys will make a trip there and take on a very large team.
Right.
I'm told, and so rebounding will be a challenge. We asked Coach Muller about this. How do you think this team will do on the boards? Will it be able to hold its own against really quality Division I rebounding teams?
Yeah, I think we will. We got a lot of length and a lot of athleticism, so I feel like if we incorporate that when we rebound, we'll be a great rebounding team, great rebounding team.
All right, that's the right approach to have. Thank you, Phil.
Thank you.
Good luck in Fort Myers, Florida. We'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.